Dan Mayhew says the lawsuit filed Monday night is intended to stop Tesoro's planned Salt Lake City refinery expansion until the Utah Division of Air Quality can guarantee the plan minds federal law. Mayhew is chair of the Utah chapter of the Sierra Club. He notes Tesoro is the second biggest industrial point polluter in the Salt Lake Valley, just behind Rio Tinto's Kennecott, Utah Copper.
So as it stands, the refinery is already a significant provider of air pollution. Our position, obviously, is that any expansion of the refinery, it certainly, if it doesn't meet federal laws, is going to exacerbate the existing situation, which is already bad.
Utah regulators were supposed to submit a plan to the federal government on reducing air pollution back in December. They missed the deadline and still have not presented a proposal. DAQ spokesman Bryce Bird declined to comment on the pending lawsuit, but he says because the state has yet to formally approve a new set of regulations, the DAQ is required to issue permits based on current rules.
But under this new regulation process, there will be additional requirements placed on those facilities that will result in reduced emissions. And so until those rules are changed, then kind of the rules that were in place at the time are the ones that we have to implement.
Bird says the DAQ is, in the meantime, focusing on smaller industrial and commercial polluters, as well as homes and transportation. The two environmental groups are also fighting the proposed Holly refinery expansion in Woods Cross. The public comment period for that plan ends July 25th. In addition, they plan to file a second lawsuit against the DAQ this fall for failing to require Utah refineries have a Title V permit, which is a pollution policing tool required under the Clean Air Act. Whitney Evans, KUER News.